I've always wanted to stay on the stage. I've always wanted to perform for people. And I've always been moved by the idea of presenting traditional American music to audiences who may have never heard it before. I mean, I got the bug a long time ago. I mean, it's part of the reason that after I graduated from NAU, I jumped in the car and I drove on I-40, rode west all the way until I got to North Carolina, and then began my journey of starting the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime, I wish I had me a pretty girl, you know I'd call her mine. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind.
I've been very fortunate in a lot of ways that I've been able to make a living at music for many years. I'm okay with getting back on stage now that things are opening back up, because I know that there's a need. There's always going to be a need for these stories to be told. And I don't mind being a person that's playing the songs, advocating for the stories that the songs are associated with, and when I can, help right some of the wrongs that have been done in the past. Long time, the pace was so fast that I think that it was very easy to let music just pass by you. And the audiences have been just extremely grateful. They come up to me after the show, and it's a lot of people's very first live concerts at this point. They just love that they get to see music in person, and they get to feel that energy in person. Right now, there's just kind of this golden moment where people are really connecting and celebrating the fact that we can get together in person. I don't know how long that's going to last necessarily, but if at the moment, it just feels really nice to get together with folks and to be able to share these songs.
Smoked my stuff, drove off in my car, broke my banjo, so I got to play my guitar. Whoa!
I've always liked taking in different cultural ideas and helping to spark cultural memory with the audiences. I think in a time where people are wondering about their identity in a local, a cultural sense, I feel like folk music is always a place that you can find a little bit of that cultural center. And that's what keeps me out there. You know, it's what revitalizes me, and then being able to share those moments with the audience. Those are moments that are wonderful moments for me. And that's something that's always been there ever since I first started to play.
Now all my dreams have gone.